Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. So I am here at the wonderful, amazing, very functional practice space with Baby and the Nobodies. So we're pretty excited to be here. So I'm going to introduce them one at a time. So here we go. So you get to go first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're kind of quiet guy.
My name is Joe.
What do you want me to say?
Who you are? Who are you?
Okay, I'm Kenny.
Kenny.
I'm the bass player.
You are. And how long have you been with the band?
Don't look at me.
Oh, man.
2.5, 3 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay,
I'll get back to you. You start thinking, because we'll get back to you.
I think about what?
Whatever.
Longer than me.
Yeah, you're going into your third summer with us, because we picked you up right before summer.
No, it was September.
That's after summer.
Fine. Whatever.
Shit, you gotta think.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I throw something at you.
Yeah.
And so you're next.
Okay, so I am Rebecca, and I'm Baby, the singer. So that's what I do. I sing, and I entertain.
And how long have you been with the band?
How long have you been with the band?
4 years. Mm-hmm. One of the quote-unquote founding members. Don't make that face at me. It is Baby and the Nobodies.
Yeah, you're nobody.
You can see the faces. Okay.
You should change that. The Nobodies and Baby.
Yeah. Nobody and the Babies.
Yeah, but
you guys are being
babies.
A bunch of babies. Yeah, so I'm Rev. I play guitar. I actually started out playing bass, and I basically put the band together. Just kind of based around Rebecca's voice, because I was in between projects and had been kind of fed up with the music scene for a little bit. Just wanted to do something on my own and do something for myself rather than just join some other band or anything like that. So I heard her sing one night and I just said, hey, we need to do something, because it's really cool. And she's grown so much since we started. Aww. It's amazing. Until she does stuff like that, then I just dump the beer on her. But yeah, that's
hey, that's alcohol abuse.
Yeah, no, it's good for my hair.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I started out playing bass. I wrote 98% of the songs. I still write 98% of the songs, but I always bring them to the band and have them, you know, work on them and stuff like that. So that's me.
That was another question. So, hey, thanks.
Yeah. I'm good at answering questions without being asked.
Wait, and I thought
wait,
you were going to be the quiet
I sense
one.
You're going to answer. No.
All right, Jason.
I'm Jason Bennett. I'm the drummer. I've been 2 months now. Two and a half months.
Yeah.
It's about mid-December.
How many shows?
Last year. One show.
We finally
Saturday,
introduced him.
Our first show out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wanted another project to play in, basically another band that was good, fun, and known Rev for a long time. So he's like, I need a drummer. He's like, oh, okay, all right.
It's kind of just like that, too. Help me, Jason, help me.
There were several auditions. We lost our original drummer in August, and there were several auditions trying to find somebody to fill his position.
Oh, right.
It just wasn't working.
Woo-hoo!
So we got that one over there.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm very seasoned. I've been doing it a very long time.
Right.
That's my next question. So
back to you.
I can feel you looking at me.
So how long have you played bass? Is that the only thing you play?
Boy.
And tell me a couple of the things you've been in.
Well, I kind of started out playing drums. I did start out playing drums.
That's fine. Yeah.
Did that for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years.
Any projects we know?
No. I started playing bass and...
Well, he was in Motley Crue, and then he was in Motley Crue.
They've never heard of that. Nobody's ever heard of those guys. Small little projects.
Shady gray tie.
Yeah.
All right, go
on. But, yeah, it turned out I wasn't a very good drummer.
That's not what I heard, but okay. Yeah.
Took me that long to figure it out. I started playing bass seriously in, 2003. Something like that. 2005. 2006. I don't know. I joined a band called Saving Arcadia, and that was when I first started playing bass seriously. And yeah, that's what I've been doing ever since.
Any other projects you might have?
Not yet, but you'll know about them pretty soon. Kenny and I got a project we're putting together called The Trash Boys, where it's where he's playing drums, and he actually is a good drummer.
Yeah,
I'm an okay drummer.
But it's total super short punk songs, funny, not really joke because they're kind of like cool. They're not stupid. They're just fun, cool. Short, fast.
We don't take ourselves serious.
Yeah, but we don't take ourselves serious.
Who else is in your project?
Just two of us right now.
Yeah. Cool.
It's a project in the works.
Yeah. Well, we're recording and we're going to release it with just the two of us. And then if we decide to play live, then we'll have to get at least one other person. So, cool. Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca.
Sorry.
What have you been doing? Have you been singing?
I have been singing since I could talk.
I bet.
Yeah. I've been singing since I was a kid. When I was in kindergarten, the very first cassette tape that I ever had was Madonna's Like a Virgin. And I used to sing that thing beginning to end, side A and B. So my mother should have been slightly concerned, but instead she thought it was cute. So then after Madonna, it was Motown, like Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, got into Tina Turner, just lots of soulful singers. And then junior high, I was dating a guy, and he introduced me to rock and roll.
Oh, no.
So that's
how. You dated a guy?
Yes, I dated a guy.
I didn't know you were into guys.
I
knew it was questionable.
Hey! Don't steal my thunder. He got me into rock and roll, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I've been singing since I was a kid. Yeah.
Any other projects besides baby?
Nope. I do pinup modeling professionally on the side. Most people that follow the band follow the photos as well. So I work
professionally on the side.
That sounds so dirty when you say it like that.
It's true. It's kind of
gorgeous pictures. Gorgeous pictures.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
They should go check that.
Yeah.
Waiting just to see you smile. I feel the heartbeat in the back of my throat when I think of you. It's been so long. Where do we go from here? Look at the sky on a stunning night. It's like a fading dream. Remember what you said. Always forgive the past. Well, I've been fading out in a long time. Try to make it last. But who am I? Who will I leave behind? Is there a place I can go that isn't in my mind? Yeah.
No.
How long?
I can't tell you how long I'm playing. Then you'll find out how old I am.
There's only one baby here.
Right?
I've been playing been playing guitar since I was 13, which was like 5 years ago.
Is that dog years?
No, we're looking at about 25, 26 years, something like that. I've been playing professionally for just about 25, 26 years. I started playing shows literally at 13, 14 years old at clubs and bars and things like that. Why my mom would let me do that, I don't know, but maybe she didn't know. I'm not sure. I've been in a lot of bands. I've kind of been all over the world.
Tell us some of them. I know some of them, but tell us some.
Yeah, just I don't like to give them credit.
Well, if you were in them, then you're giving yourself credit. How about that?
Just kidding. Can we strike that part?
After no,
they, they hear about it, they're going to get all mad. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but...
You might as well.
As far as the bands that anybody's ever really heard of, it would be the Atomic Outlaws. I put that band together with some really good friends, and then we had some member changes, and I still had some really good friends in the band. And we went and we did a lot of really great things, really fun stuff. And after that kind of fell apart for me... due to circumstances beyond my control, I put together another band that I ended up losing control of faster than anything. But then I put a band together called The Prophets of Addiction with a friend of mine, and it kind of ended up being more his vision than mine. So I kind of decided to go my separate ways from it. But we toured. They're still touring all over the world. Yeah. I just wasn't as into it as I could have been. But it was still fun. I learned a lot. I got to go to Europe and
pretty cool.
All over. Yeah.
Is that where that... Oh, never mind.
That's where the scarf's from, yes.
Yeah.
I bought it in Padova at a market right in front of St. Anthony's Bastille.
Awesome.
So, it was pretty cool. Unfortunately, I didn't have a camera, so I didn't get to take pictures, but...
But a scarf.
That's what happens when you pack light.
Right.
But a scarf made it back, and a blue rosary made it back.
Yeah, and I wore both of them the entire rest of the trip. Otherwise, everything wouldn't.
However, I didn't think he was actually going to come back from Italy because of how much he loved Italy and the food, the women, everything. He loved Italy.
Yeah, well, our host family, obviously, I don't speak Italian.
Right.
So our host family, the dude's name was Fabio.
Oh, nice.
And Fabio. And his girlfriend came over and cooked for us every single day.
Wow.
And she would start at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and we wouldn't have dinner till 7.
Wow. So, wonderful meals, I'm sure.
God.
Yeah. Yum.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful times.
Any other projects?
Just the Trash Boys that I talked about earlier. That's about it. I own a recording studio and record tons of local bands.
What's
for
the name
really
of your
cheap.
Recording studio?
It's called Babylon Sound.
Okay.
But I
you
don't,
can plug it. That's
I don't. I don't advertise, so nobody's going to know that by that. They have to actually find.
It's a word of mouth.
They have, yeah, yep. They have to find me.
You got
to
know him.
And that's actually one of the
He's
ways
one of
that
the cool guys.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the ways that we give back and like to support the local community.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Plus, we let other bands come in here and practice.
Cool.
When they don't have a place to practice. So, like an hour before you got here, there was a band here.
Yeah. So. And actually, the really cool thing, too, is we've had a lot of high school bands that can't afford actual practice spaces. And
recording.
Yeah. They can't afford the, you know. So that's how we give back to them, because we want them to pursue music and we want them to have that creative outlet.
Yeah.
So that's how we give back.
Yeah, awesome. I didn't have that chance when I was
space.
A kid. So,
yeah.
Great space.
It's really cluttered right now, though.
That's all right.
There's a lot of stuff here.
It's Jason's turn.
Jason, talk about you.
Yeah, well,
how long
have
you been a drummer?
I've been a drummer since 13.
Yeah? So a couple years.
Started in, was it 85, 84?
Shh.
Before I was born.
People could do math.
7 years ago.
Yeah. Right. No, everybody knows I'm older. I've been around a while. I've played in a lot of different bands over the years.
Tell me some of them.
I've played for Quick Fix, Throttle, Medicine Wheel, Desired Response Theory, Probe, currently Comatose, and The Petting Zoo, and Baby and the Nobodies.
Busy guy?
Yeah. Six nights a week, rehearsals. Sundays is my double shift. I do Comatose from noon to three, and Baby and the Nobodies five to whenever the hell we finish.
Sometimes it's a busy seven, day. Sometimes 10?
Yeah. Depending on your company, I bet.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've known Rev for a long time. A lot of the band he's played in. We've done shows together at different clubs throughout this entire region. Just good times.
Clubs that didn't exist when we started and they don't exist now.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many have we seen come up and go down?
Exactly. Yeah, the crazy thing is the first couple rehearsals that we had, they weren't even technically rehearsals. It was just these two bullshitting. Like, oh, do you remember that one club that was at the blah, 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 and we played there, blah, 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 and that's what it was. And then we would play, like, one
for
song.
Hours.
And then 20, yeah, 30 minutes more good. Of the, do you remember this? And it was like, come on now, songs. We gotta learn some songs.
Focus, focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very intertwined history between him and I.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd be playing with you, but
yeah, that's the thing. I never really thought about
it. It's amazing how life changes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome. I keep pretty busy. I say currently I'm doing the three and have a show next Saturday at Bull Market with the Petting Zoo and a bunch of shitload of other really good acts, one of which he knows, or two or three of them. Okay. One being one that he was working with.
Yep.
But
yeah, there's a couple of those, but yeah.
That's and my next question, yes.
We are playing March 5th down at...
down at 4th
at the 4th Ave.
Yep.
In Olympia, yep, we'll be playing down there.
After that, what do we got?
They can take it for
granted. Let me look. I usually know it off the top of my head.
Yeah, March 22nd in Victory Lounge in Seattle.
Very cool.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, March 22nd.
Yeah,
March 22nd at the Victory Lounge. And then
I knew about it. I just.
And then we have April 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater in Oregon.
Yikes.
So we're going to be hitting up Portland.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then we've got tons of other stuff. We're actually booking out to October already,
very,
which is
very
crazy.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, we're getting busy fast.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
it's
a lot more fun to be busy than not.
And it's one of those things, too, where it's like everybody says everything happens for a reason. And it's like as soon as people found out that we had a drummer, the phone started ringing again. The emails started filling up.
Awesome.
And it's like, shit, we got a lot to do.
That's why I'm here.
Right?
Yeah, we missed you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
That was a big thing with me.
Yeah, it was 6 months of not doing anything, of just being stagnant. So it's really nice to be back at it.
I knew that would help.
Really nice to be back at it.
So
this one's happy too, right?
Sometimes.
You're pretty happy last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might have had a beverage.
You had like permagrin going on.
I was going to say, you know, when you smile, that's awesome. You should smile more.
Yeah, we got pictures.
Just not when you're playing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. Serious rock face.
Right.
You can have a rock face.
Yeah, no, right.
That's
about that.
No smiling on stage.
Seven.
jobs, family? What do we got?
I'm a truck driver. And
we don't have day jobs.
We don't work.
And you hate it?
Yeah, we're just rock stars.
Is it?
Yeah, we need to be rock stars. We need to be real rock stars.
Private contractor, or do you work for someone?
I work for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
get up at 4:30.
I get up too early in the morning to do a job I hate. Yeah.
Maybe you will have to.
That'd be nice.
Right.
Looks.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Always hopes of that.
Mm-hmm. I got 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
You live local?
Yeah, Yelm.
Yeah, his daughter is a total sweetheart, and Maddie is an awesome merch girl. Whenever we play all ages shows, she's always at the merch table hanging out with me with her candy. It's always her and candy. Mm-hmm. Always.
You should worry about that later on when she gets older.
What about candy? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's always hitting me up for quarters at all ages shows.
So she can
get candy.
He's a vending machine.
Yeah.
I still do that when I see him.
She's always hitting me up. Do you have a quarter?
Awesome. So, Rebecca, what do you do on the side?
I work in retail, and I am a store manager. So I manage a store, and I make money for a large company.
Very cool.
That is what I do.
And you also take pictures.
Yes.
We didn't talk about it.
Yes, yeah. So my normal 9-to-5, which isn't 9-to-5, is retail management. And then I do the band, and then I have the pinup modeling that I do professionally. In fact, I'm going to be going to Vegas in April for a week because I have a bunch of paid shoots coming up during Viva that I'm stoked for.
You just were somewhere else. Where were you?
I was just in Portland.
For
leisure, and then prior to that, I was in Los Angeles.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I was in Los Angeles shooting with this kick-ass photographer from Australia named Lauren Hornwood. And I got to hang out with my old make...
Hornwood?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to hang out with my old makeup artist, Tamara Von Tart. She was actually my makeup artist up here for 5 years before she moved down to L.A., and then I usually get to see her only once or twice a year, so it was awesome being down there for a week because I got to stay with her and her family and just hang out. It was nice.
Yeah. Beautiful pictures.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Rev, what do you do?
That's not what I said.
I'm a senior web developer for a local retail company, and...
You're an IT guy?
Yeah.
No way.
I'm a senior web developer, so I actually do all the front end and back end things on the website. I do a little bit of the IT stuff too, just because our IT manager isn't quite up to speed yet on everything, but because we just got a new one. So, but not really too much, and he'll be totally taking over that shortly. But yeah, other than that, I've got the recording studio and that makes a little money once in a while too, so yeah.
Music is good.
Music is always good.
Yeah. Well, and I love to be surrounded by different music, especially music I've never heard before, where you go, yesterday I actually recorded saxophone in a punk rock band for the first time.
Very cool.
And I was super impressed with the way that it sounded, and they're just kids, and they don't even know any better. So it's like a bunch of kids that have like 2 sax players in their band. It's like, good for you.
Yeah, and it was cool too.
Go to town.
He's recorded different versions of this band since they were in high school. So it's really cool to see one of the main members still striving to better himself, and he's just getting better and better,
which is awesome. In fact, we're going to do vocal lessons next week.
Oh. We as
not
in,
you, no.
Oh,
me.
Okay.
Me and him.
I was like, we as in me?
Yeah. I've totally gotten out of my comfort zone
because of this, because of the podcast. And it's interesting. We have a huge music, just cornucopia of everything here.
Yeah.
You can just walk across the street and hear something entirely different. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do 3 different things.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. Jason, what do you do during the day?
I am a lead technician for Meineke. I am automotive mechanic guy.
Awesome.
I fix cars all day long.
Very I'm sorry.
It's all good.
In lieu of my troubles, I'm very sorry.
I went to school for it in 2005, got a degree in the technology, because you got to learn how the computers and emissions and all that fun stuff. And the place I work now, I worked for a couple of years. They didn't pay me enough, told them to piss off. And then they called me back a year and a half later going, hey, you want a job? It's yours. Just come in. I was camping when they called. We were, me and my Hot Rocket Queen there out camping in Miller, Pennsylvania, just down the freaking road.
So the Hot Rocket Queen is
Danny Winder.
And she's standing over there.
Yeah, she's lurking. She's lurking in the shadows.
Yep. She's always there wherever I am. You can count on it.
So the name, was it just because of Rebecca you decided?
No.
Tell the truth.
Believe it or not, I actually brought the name to the table. There was a makeup artist that I had worked with for 3, maybe 4 years prior to my friend Tamara that I mentioned. And she was always at my side trying to help further me as a model and as a musician. We used to actually go down to showcases together in Los Angeles where I would audition in front of different A&R representatives. Because I was trying to do it on my own at that point. And it just got to the point where her and I decided, she's like, you need to get a band behind you. That's what you're missing. You need to get a band. And her and I were up late one night brainstorming band ideas. And honestly, she came up with the name Baby and the Nobodies. And the whole concept behind it with her, which is what it is now, is that I'm Baby. I'm the youngest one. And I would get a bunch of seasoned musicians behind me, thus the baby part, and then they would be the nobodies. So then if I lost a drummer, if I lost a guitar player, if I lost a bass player, it wouldn't matter because the band is Baby. So that was the concept and the marketing idea behind it originally. But yeah, it was a makeup artist that I was really good friends with.
It's good to know how replaceable we are.
You're not replaceable. Man. You're not replaceable as I snuggle with you
well,
over here.
All right. I quit.
Shut
I'm out of here.
Yeah. You are my guys. I told you
I'm
that,
out of here.
That was the original concept years ago. Years ago.
And now it's definitely you guys are not known.
No. Right. And I adore the guys.
Well, that's the cool thing. The nobodies have never actually been nobodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of us have actually done something.
Yep.
Yeah. We're all
seasoned.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Been around.
Yeah. And I adore the guys that I'm with. They take care of me. We're all like family.
It shows.
So.
It shows.
Yeah. Yeah. We take care of each other. If some of us are having moments in our lives, we're there for them. And
it shows.
Yeah. It's a family thing.
98% of the music is written by Rev.
So, okay, so the whole thing with that...
He's a guitar player.
So probably 99.3, yeah. But Rebecca's actually, like I said, she's been learning, and she's been developing her writing skills as well as her vocal skills, yeah. So she's actually been helping me write lyrics and melody lines. Awesome. The music is still, I mean, it's not 100% like mine, because I come up with an idea and then these guys like help me mold.
Kenny has ideas.
Yeah, these guys help me mold it.
I don't think I've ever had an idea.
I'm not being.
Hey, I've seen a light bulb every now and
then. Oh, oh man. No, but I mean, they always help me work stuff out. It's like I always come up with the idea, but. You know, that's just the way it works in a band. Usually, somebody brings something to the table, and then you end up arranging it and things like that. So, yeah. But Rebecca's actually getting better, and she's doing a lot more of like writing the melody lines and things like that, rather than me having to say no, sing it like this.
Yeah, and even when he would say sing it like this, I was like, And honestly, the first album, I took a lot of the songs to my vocal coach, Pamela Moore, and her and I would work out the melody lines, so the melody lines would fit my voice more. Yeah.
Okay.
So she helped a lot with the molding.
Same thing.
So, I have an interesting question. Where is your favorite place to play in Olympia? I'll start with you.
In Olympia?
Yeah, you gotta say Olympia first, and then we'll like throw it out there. Where would you play if you could?
I mean, there's not much left in
Olympia.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, shut up.
Sorry. Yeah. Let Kenny speak. It's his time. Let him have it.
I do like playing the fourth, even though it's a shithole and it sounds terrible. It's a lot of fun to play there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And nobody cares how drunk I am and how much I stumble around on stage and mess up. So
cool.
They still think we're awesome afterwards.
Right.
I used to love the Manium when it was open. That place was a good place to play.
Oh yeah, are we talking all time, or are we talking like what's up right now? Because I could totally do that. I know.
So
that.
If you could play anywhere in the world, where would you play?
Oh, wow. In the world?
All right, we can say, be reasonable. Like, not on the moon, but...
The moon's not in the world.
Oh yeah, you're right. All right, you're right. You caught me.
I don't even know.
I personally would love to play in Spain. I would love to either do Latin America or Spain. Would love that.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere that's not in this country would be
right.
Right.
Anywhere that's not right.
If we could get out of the country to play a show, I don't give a shit where it is.
Awesome.
Japan would be cool.
We've actually been talking about Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's obviously that's not going to happen this year or anything. We've been talking about Australia, and there's a couple of connections in Australia.
Right.
You want to look year around all day?
I don't think I could.
Merch girl?
Merch girl.
There we go.
Merch girl. I could do that. All right, Rev, where is your favorite place to play it only? It can be past. It can be present.
Well, yeah, I have to say that the Capitol Stage backstage, you know, where they actually used to set up on the stage and then face the back.
Yeah, that was so fun. Back there sometimes.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a while, but you know, back a few years ago, you know, when I was in a punk rock band, like hardcore punk rock band, that's kind of where we played, like a lot.
What's the name of the hardcore punk rock band?
The Brats.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like Olympia. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of places left to play anywhere anymore, but yeah, so there you go.
And then, if you could play anywhere?
If I could play anywhere in the world? Let's see, I've played in a lot of places.
Would you go back to Italy?
I really think South America... Because I've never actually been there and played there, and Kiss holds the record for the largest crowd. And sorry, I think we could do that.
Is it like 160,000 people or something like that?
Love it.
He's not an overachiever.
No, I love it.
Yeah,
it was bigger than Woodstock.
Gene Simmons, we're coming for you.
Kiss beat the Beatles down there by 150,000 people.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Kiss is bigger than the Beatles in South America. That's where I want to go.
I believe that. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Jason.
Locally, presently, or in the last few years, locally, the Mothership, or the Cedarwood Dome, which originally it was the Mothership.
Wasn't Milton. Ago.
That's not Olympia.
It's
she asked local Olympia.
Olympia, 4th Ave. That's pretty simple.
Yes. Okay.
There's really nowhere else to play in Olympia unless you play at the Capitol Theater.
There's McCoy's.
There's nowhere really else to play but the 4th Ave.
We played there.
Rhythm and Rye.
Rhythm and Rye really doesn't do rock and roll, though.
No, and they won't actually book rock bands.
I didn't like it there when I played there in the past. It was kind of... I played a lot of different clubs and I didn't really like
it. Yeah, because we looked into it when we first opened.
Try it again.
And then
Obsidian. Yeah, no, hands down.
Obsidian actually has a cool spot.
I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to talk now.
I'm sorry.
She's the one cutting you off now.
The girls are talking.
It's not just her.
I'm so sorry. And where would you play if you could? Anywhere
in the world, locally, it would have to be the Mothership or Louis. Because it's fun to
play. Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world that you can play, that you haven't played before. Like I said, South America.
I'd like to do Buenos Aires because that's a fucking killer
Detroit
right there, or the Astrodome, fully packed.
Wembley,
fully packed Astrodome because that fucker's huge.
Yeah,
I have not seen the show yet at Obsidian, but I've heard that they have great sound.
Yeah.
They're getting there.
Great sound?
That's what I heard.
No.
They're getting there.
No, okay. I can't really
judge them. They had great
they
sound.
They have up and down.
No, the Obsidian.
They have a really great room. We've seen a couple shows there.
I don't think I've
heard. Every show that we've seen, the sound keeps progressing, so it keeps getting better.
Yeah. Right. I got up there and did it that night that Lauren and them were playing. Because they didn't have a sound guy. It was the owner trying to figure it out. I'm like, oh, you don't really know what you're doing? Thank God. Here, you do this.
I bet he was really happy.
Yeah, he totally was. He's like, can you just stand here and make sure I do all right? I'm like, I will be right here all night long. No problem.
Okay, so I'm not going to take much more of your time, but let's see. Is there anything that I should know about you? Usually I go through, like, oh, tell me a little bit about your personality, but I think it's kind of come through a little bit on who's who.
Just a little.
What?
Who's got the head and who doesn't?
I'm just saying.
Hey, now.
I think we can figure it out on who's got what.
The bass player's the shy, quiet one.
That might fall off the stage. No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, it was super odd and badass. The very first show that we ever played with him, he almost, like, took me out on stage. Because at rehearsal, you know, he's pretty docile and he just stands around and plays. But the first show, he was like the Tasmanian devil, whipping around. And I was like, oh, shit.
A tiny little stage.
Yeah, I had to, like, look to my left and look to my right before I moved to make sure I knew where he was.
Actually, you guys have a lot of energy when you're on stage, so I can see that.
I can't help that. I can't just stand there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's fun to watch.
But like I said, like first show, I wasn't expecting that at all. And then, bam, he was out the door running.
Can't stand that either.
When
you have no room to move on stage, like literally you're trapped in between a friggin' cymbal and a monitor and a wall.
I'm always trapped.
I can't move.
I hate that.
I'm always trapped.
We've got some shows. When are they again?
We have March 5th at the 4th Ave Tavern in Olympia.
And there was
March 22nd.
At
Victory Lounge in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then April at Hawthorne Theater in Portland.
April 2nd.
Yes, it is April 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater in
April
Portland.
April 27th.
And I believe it's the 29th. It's April 29th again at Tim's Tavern.
Awesome.
Hey,
man. Really? Can you get that right?
Tim's Tavern
is. I only looked at the board briefly.
Yep, North Carolina.
Yep, and then we have May 7th down here again in Olympia at the Wooden Boat Fair.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And awesome. That one's going to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That'd be awesome.
That one's going to be a fun one because it's an outdoor festival. Lots of little kitties running around.
That'll be fun.
So I love doing those shows. Love those.
Make sure and send out an event for that. So I'll make sure and share it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got May 14th at the Manette. Is that how you say it?
Manette Saloon.
Manette Saloon.
In Bremerton.
Been a while since I played there.
Yeah. We've got lots of dates coming up. And then the exciting thing that I need to confirm up tomorrow is we have a West Coast tour coming out. So we're looking at dates in Los Angeles, Long Beach, San Diego, possibly going to hit up Vegas while we're down there.
Awesome.
We'll probably be out on the road for about a week, week and a half.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm super pumped because it's my first time getting the hell out of Washington. So I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
I want to hear the stories when you get back, because you're going to be like, oh my God, we did that.
Yeah, you know what it's going to be? I hate those fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's going to be me wrangling you guys in. Are you kidding me?
I had no idea 3 guys could drink so much.
I had no idea 3 guys could stink so much.
I was going to say, I have some tips for you. Buy new socks and just make them, throw them away.
Lots of deodorant.
Lots of Axe spray for the Lincolns.
Baby wipes.
Yeah. So
baby wipes and baby powder.
Lots of beer.
It's going to be in August, so baby powder's a plus.
And lots of beer.
Yes, I am totally looking forward to that.
That's
so
good.
I am so excited.
Totally looking forward to it.
That is really cool. And really, we'll have
really
to talk again when we get back.
It.
Yeah, it'll be awesome playing in different markets.
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet.
It'll be rad.
Since I've done anything remotely like that.
Okay. So, you guys have anything else you want to share?
Just worth the shit, so it's all good.
What was that again?
If you could see the faces of me. None of the faces.
Somehow, you have to describe that part.
I know, right?
Somehow I'm not feeling like the baby.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for spending time with me. And, yeah.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for listening to all of this.
Right.
So sorry.
Yeah. Made it this far.
Hopefully you're going to edit this, right?
You'll never get it back. Bye.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlyCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.